Just in case you're confused, we're a little out of the order of service. I'm Jan Smith. That's Jan McCracken, who'll come next. I was lucky enough to join the 28 other members of FUSA at the 53rd General Assembly in Providence this June. I had mulled the decision over for months, but I procrastinated until the very end. Why would a newbie like me go to GA? I feel like I barely know enough about Unitarian Universalism to be a contributing member of this congregation. Isn't the GA really for those stalwart participants who join every committee, take on every job, and are the physical and energetic backbone of this community? I'm not really among that crew. I just do occasional ushering or bagels, and I sing in the choir, which is more joy than work for me. So every time I toyed with the idea, I talked myself out of it. But perhaps that same force that drew me into FUSA in the first place was at work when in May I finally decided to ignore those rational reasons and try to earn my place in Rhode Island. What was that force exactly? I imagine it's something some of you may be able to relate to. I would describe it as a vast and quite unsettling sensation of uncertainty that can settle over a life in times of great transition. I came to FUSA because I became aware that I had let life grow too small. I was focused on doing all the right things, taking care of obligations as a parent and a breadwinner, but not much else. I was slipping into a very cynical place, despairing of finding a deeper purpose or any sense of unity with the important work that goes on beyond my small sphere of professional and personal touch points. After a lifetime of joining and energetically supporting communities of people who shared whatever life experience I was going through at the time, I was suddenly without community. I had no God, no belief, and precious little community. When I found my way to the doors of FUSA, I found welcome and meaning here, through the Sunday meditation group and the services, through those circle dinners and other small community gatherings, through small group ministries like the Meaning Matters groups that Sam started this year, through the choir, and through the informational efforts of the amazing social activists in this community. But I was drawn to GA by that feeling that I'm still not really connected to the center of this thing. What exactly is Unitarian Universalism anyway? Is it a religion? A movement? Is it a place for people who don't fit anywhere else? Or is there a center here that I can build my gradual return of hope and belief around? How do I learn about these seven principles? If I'm not really a very active social activist, do I have a place? Where is it? What's the deal with changing all the references to God in our songs anyway? And who are these people? So from this place of curiosity and longing, I decided to take that plunge, and I headed off to Providence to join with 4,600 other UUs from all over the country. In the final day or so before leaving, I pulled out the 140-page program book and tried to figure out what I would do when I arrived. Every day had talks and workshops from early morning to late at night, often three or four at the same time that I wanted to attend, from living the democratic process to neuroscience, ageism, Islamophobia, and how UUs reach out to people in remote locales. Adaptive leadership, embracing diversity, transforming prisons, cultivating service. I felt like a kid at a toy store, with every shelf having something more colorful and enticing than the last. Whom would I meet? How would their experience differ from mine at FUSA? Is there a center to this organization? Will I come away converted somehow? So began, for me, a journey of discovery. I learned that we're a motley group of intelligent, purposeful individuals who care deeply about the world that we live in. I felt the call to get out of myself and make a difference somehow. I felt the call to be willing to feel the pain and love of connection. The experience of GA opens and enlarges one's view. I can tell you that I was not disappointed. GA was a wonderful step in my journey of discovery of what it means to rejoin the world and to begin doing what matters.
I'm Jan Two. I went to GA seeking the collective energy of hundreds of people with a shared reality of hope and peace as we move into a scary and uncertain future. Within that shared reality, I wanted to collect diverse ideas, examples, and actions that support our Unitarian Universalist principles and values. I wanted to know if we are expressing our spirituality and our religion and understanding our religion in more unifying and less divisive ways. And I want to experience a democratic process that functions with maturity and integrity. Finally, I was curious whether Birkenstocks are still a popular choice of footwear among Unitarian Universalists. I discovered that the future is less scary when walking into it with others of who have hopes and dreams of peace. Through experiencing creative methods and substantive content, I felt my heart letting in more love and my mind more knowledge than I could have imagined happening in my thoughts alone. I discovered an awesome commitment from hundreds of people who are finding their paths and doing their part. And I gained clarity about how ingrained this commitment is to make a better world with our deep roots and our potential strength to forge a future where good will prevail. I felt really encouraged hearing the term God of your understanding, which resonates with me and perhaps can make the G word a little easier to take under consideration. I also experienced a participatory democratic process that is highly functional, in my opinion, and that I felt I could trust. I discovered that I am still a true blue UU who is gratefully involved with a movement beyond the walls of this congregation. And Birkenstocks appeared on far fewer feet. So what does my GA experience inspire me to do? It definitely inspires me to continue discovering the wisdom and inspiration found in all religions while walking into an uncertain future with this beloved community and contributing in ways that coincide with my own spiritual journey. I want to sustain personal choice with a faith that my choices are worthwhile, carried out with an open mind and a loving heart, and attention to all of our needs. On an operational level, I want to continue planting seeds and cultivating opportunities for nonviolent communication and compassionate communication to grow in our congregation and the capital region. My experience at GA validated this intention as meaningful and important work in the world and in our movement. Being at GA reminded me that I am a grateful and active participant in this faith tradition, which continues to help me find my way to my true self, my true vocation, and my true community. I guess that makes me a true blue UU.
I went to GA for the third time, knowing I would find rich but as yet unknown sources of inspiration to inform my personal spiritual journey, as well as my commitment to social justice. Not incidentally, I also took very seriously my role as a delegate to participate on behalf of FUSA in the business of UUA. What came to me at GA was discovery of some of the rich social justice history of the UU movement. I was bursting with pride when we voted to divest UUA holdings in the Carbon 200 companies whose businesses perpetuate climate change and our dependence on fossil fuels. Not only was this a grand gesture marking UUA as a leader in this movement, I was also really impressed to learn about the thoughtful and expert stewardship of UUA's investments as tools for acting on our principles, including many past successes in changing corporate policies as shareholder activists. But I was even more proud to learn of some of the history of our movement's involvement in the civil rights struggle. At this GA, I first learned the story of Reverend James Reeb, who was a former assistant minister at All Souls Unitarian in Washington, one of hundreds of UUs who answered Reverend King's call in 1965 for clergy of all faiths to come to Selma to support the civil rights marchers who were being attacked and beaten while trying to register to vote. In Selma, Reverend Reeb, who was white, was attacked by local racists and died of his injuries. I've attended services at All Souls and was deeply moved by the thought of its congregants learning that one of their own had paid the ultimate price for his commitment to social justice. A week after Reverend Reeb's murder, President Johnson introduced the Voting Rights Act. But last year, the Supreme Court gutted core provisions of this act, and now 15 states have passed new restrictions on voting. And once again, UUs are stepping up in protest, marching and getting arrested for the same cause of equal access to the ballot for all. Reverend Mark Morrison Reed, whose workshop I attended, has chronicled the commitment of UUs in the civil rights movement in his new book, The Selma Awakening, which I highly recommend that everyone read. In telling the story, he challenges UUs to consider the relationship between the espoused values that we hold so dear and our willingness to put these values into real practice. It seems to me that now, just a few weeks after GA, this challenge confronts us squarely as we mourn the killing of yet another unarmed young black man by the police. We can't help but observe and contemplate how the institutions that protect and serve most of us privileged Fusans simultaneously oppress and dehumanize so many others. I have to ask, can we stay on the sidelines while we continue to profess the inherent worth and dignity of every person? The events of the last 2 weeks in Ferguson juxtaposed with the lessons from this year's GA, which was themed Love Reaches Out, provide an obvious opportunity, and I would say a mandate, for UUs to commit to the serious work of the goal of beloved community.